Thank you, Chairman Becker. As you know, last night about 7:15, we received a call of a building down up on Golf Road in the town of Smithfield. Once we responded, we noticed there had been numerous buildings down. There was 4 buildings totally destroyed, with 3 others sustaining heavy damage, and a barn that was destroyed. We conducted initial search before dark time got there to locate the victims of the residents. Today, I'm going to announce the deceased names of the victims. We had 4 victims that were deceased during the incident. The first one is a Kimberly M. Hillard, 35 years old. Next one is a Paris M. Newman, 4-month-old baby. Kimberly was her mother. Then we had a Virginia Warner, 70 years old, and an Arnie A. D. Allen, 53 years old. The winds were so high there that one of the homes was lifted off the foundation and carried approximately 150 yards and came down on another home down there. Luckily, that home was not occupied. We located the owner of the home in Maryland, and he was in good health. So as you can see, this tragic event affected all of us here in Madison County, not just the residents up there. My heart goes out to the family of the victims there. Now I'd like to introduce the Honorable Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Thank you. First, let me thank Chairman John Becker and Sheriff Riley for really an exemplary response to this tragedy. All the emergency responders, the volunteer firefighters, everyone who came out, as the chairman said, left their homes to go help their own neighbors with their homes. It's what community is all about. And Madison County showed once again how strong community can be. I'm joined by Senator Dave Valesky and Assemblyman Bill McGee, my colleagues from state government. We also have a night of Mayor Max Smith and Barbara Watson from the National Weather Service, and I want to thank Mike Sprague from the State Emergency Response Team. There were a number of storms that hit upstate New York last night. There was damage in Lewis County, Jefferson County, Onondaga County. About 40,000 people now are without power. 30,000 people have had their power restored already. Miscellaneous property damage all throughout the state, but nothing like what happened here in Madison County. Unfortunately, in my 3.5 years as governor, I have seen too many disasters, and I've been in settings like this too often. 11 federally declared disasters in 3.5 years. There is a pattern of extreme weather that is different. We're seeing things that we've never seen. We see floods where homes that have been dry for 100 years get hit with floods and get totally destroyed. National Weather Service just confirmed that this was a tornado that went through Madison County. We don't get tornadoes in New York, right? Anyone will tell you that. Well, we do now. And this new normal of extreme weather is a challenge for government, it's a challenge for first responders, and it's a challenge for every citizen in this state. We're doing now citizen preparation training sessions all across the state just for citizens to learn how to be prepared in case, God forbid, there's an emergency like we see all too often with too much frequency. The property damage that we've seen in Madison County is explosive in its effect. It looks like literally a bomb went off in a house, and you just see devastation everywhere. Again, it's what tornadoes do, but we've seen those pictures on TV. You don't normally see them in the state of New York. The property damage we can repair. And anything the state can do to be in partnership with the county and the families that have been damaged, we'll work with them to rebuild, repair the property damage. Unfortunately, there is damage that has been done that no one can repair and no one can replace. Tragic loss of life in a wholly random event. You have a house on one side of the street that is basically fine. You have a house on the opposite side of the street that is just gone. And that was the path that the tornado happened to take. with no rhyme and no reason. And people have lost loved ones. For that, all we can do is offer our prayers and the warm embrace of every New Yorker. You're in our thoughts. We're sorry for your loss. And just know anything the family of New York can do, it will. And we all stand in solidarity on this tremendous loss with Madison County. Thank you. Any questions for myself? Sheriff Riley, National Weather Service, Barbara Watson is here, Chairman Becker.
Do you have any idea what category of storm this
is? Ms. Watson, you want to step to the microphone, Barbara?
We're still in the process of determining the strength of the tornado. It will be declared a significant tornado. It had wind speeds well over 100 miles an hour, but until we finish looking at the structural damage that occurred and how that structure was put together, we can't determine the upper end yet of that tornado. It's going to be at least an EF. Two, but it could go higher than that. So EF2 is what we declare a significant tornado. Lower end wind speeds, I think, are around 110 to 120, somewhere in there, and then it goes up from there. So we still have to make that determination.
Okay. Anything else,
Governor? You mentioned all the disasters you've been to, and I've lived here all my life, and I've never seen damage like that in Central New York. I wonder where this kind of, I don't want to call it rains because everything's devastating, but where this compares to some of the other things you've been
doing. It's an interesting question. You know, devastation is devastation, right? And when you see people's lives destroyed, there's a uniformity to all of it. We don't get tornadoes in New York. I've seen tornado damage in other parts of the country. I haven't seen it in New York. We haven't seen a house just gone, literally like a bomb exploded within the house, neighboring homes with 2x4s shot into the side of the home. A tornado has a phenomenal amount of power and rage to it as it comes through, as it came through the state. But it's all bad. You know, floods are devastating and what they can do and the damage they can do, and it's virtually impossible to put a life together after a flood went through a home. So it's all bad. But when there's a loss of human life, like in this situation, then nothing else matters, right? Houses we can replace, buildings we can replace. When you lose a four-month-old baby, when you lose a family, I mean, there's no damage like that. Okay? Thank you all very much. Thank you for being here.